clerk to read the item.
Item 6 is an application for a subdivision and rezoning under 210 McKay Avenue under file DAFZ 44 of 2007. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely a variance under file DAB 164984 2007D at 210 McKay Avenue.
Okay. The applicant, Mr. Bernhard Gertzen. Mr. Gertzen, welcome.
Thank you. My name is Bernhard Gertzen from 99 Walter Piper Grove. And I have a couple of sheets, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
Our application is to build a six plaques on the corner of close to Henderson Highway on McKay, and included a couple, a design actually front elevation of the six plaques, what it's supposed to look like when it's finished. And also, I noticed that the administration had a couple of issues that parking, not really issues, but I expressed a little bit concerns. We provided a plot plan there for the parking. There's six parking plus one visitor parking in the back there. And the garbage containers will be in the back. It's actually a back lane and a side lane boat at that property. If you look at the last picture on this, what he gave out, I apologize, it's very poor pictures, but my development person wasn't there. And I also have to tell you that we did not speak with, I think, only with one neighbor in the area. My development person, his wife, got cancer treatment, and he couldn't be in this last week and this week, so we could not go around and do what we usually do is we go around and speak to the neighborhood, and we have not done so. I spoke here on site with one person and explained what we wanted. But what I did is last week I went there and blew up this picture from the six plaques and stapled it onto this sign there so that people could see what would come there. They know what kind of property, what it would look like. I included a couple. On last page there, there's an apartment block there. It's an area view. It's not very clear, but it's a Google view. And there's an apartment on the corner there. And then there are trees side by sides. And there's one single family that's right in front of us, and then it's a commercial unit. And on the bottom left corner, you see the picture from the house that we're planning on demolishing. The side lane, and it's right beside Perkins parking lot. Behind there is a three-story apartment building, about 40 units, something like that, with the parking and the back lane too. And I appreciate the administration supporting us and hoping that the council could do the same.
Okay. Thank you for your presentation. Any questions at this time?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How similar to this to the property that you currently have in development on Edison is this?
It's identical.
Identical?
Yeah, it will be identical to the apartment on Edison area. Yeah.
And in terms of its frontage and its site layout, is it going to be similar?
It's actually exactly the same, yeah. Just this will be further from the street than Edison is, further back from the street.
Okay.
The site
this yard, is further back from the street, or Edison's further back from the street?
No, this will be further back from the street, yeah. Edison had a smaller lot. Edison was 50 by 100, and this lot, I think, the plot plan shows, what is it? In the back, it's 59, and it's 100 feet deep also, yeah. 99 basically, and the frontage is 54, 55 feet. It's a bit bigger than the lot is a bit bigger than on Addison.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good thing.
Any other questions at this time? No? All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Yurtsu. We'll call you back after the other presentations. Anybody else registered in support here today that hasn't registered? Anybody else registered in support? See none. Registered in opposition, Carol O'Donnell. Carol O'Donnell, hi.
Hi.
Just registered in opposition?
Yes,
or do you wish to speak or just register in opposition?
I'll speak after he speaks.
Okay, I don't know who he is, so I'll put yours right to the back. So, okay, Jeannie Haskovich, I apologize.
Yes.
Thanks.
You were close.
Okay, thank you. If you could state your name and address for the record again, you heard how the process works to keep it to 10 minutes.
My name is Jeannie Haskowitz, and I live at 14 Rachel. I'm speaking on behalf of my mother, who lives right next door to the proposed complex. And the reason why she couldn't be here, she said she doesn't speak English well, so she'd like me to talk on her behalf. Okay, first of all, she'd like to know where, like, the street already has some duplexes and whatever. There is no parking right now. Even when we come to visit her, the street is always packed. And now when I had heard that there's going to be room on this property for six more cars with two visitor spots, it just doesn't make sense. Where is the snow going to go from that? And where are the kids from these complexes going to play? Because once you put on the house, you put on the parking, there's no grass, and basically these will be lower income family houses. So you're going to see children there. And they will have a choice of probably the back lane, and it's a T-back lane because it goes from McKay to Edison, so the kids will be in the back lane. They will not see the, traffic coming between Edison and McKay, so it's a danger spot right there for them. And I had some stuff there. And one of my mother's biggest concerns is that the house will be apparently, or this complex will be moved towards the sidewalk, closer to the sidewalk. Right now, my mother happens to be 80 years old, whether it's her or anybody else. She gets a lot of traffic, people turning into her driveway, backing out. And she said, you know, when I'm going to have to back out, I'm going to have this house. My visibility is not going to be clear because this house is going to be blocking my vision. So therefore, I guess those are the only points that I can raise myself on her behalf.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Are there any questions? No? Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
What type of residence do you think we most likely to move into a complex like this?
Well, it will be a lower income probably, with lots of kids.
You think there'll be a lot of kids, though?
I'm pretty sure there would be. And there isn't.
And you don't think the on-site parking would address the parking challenge for this property?
Right now there is no parking. Like I said, on the street, if any time of the day you come, there isn't any parking because there's always cars there. And now you're adding six more.
Where are these other cars, were they involved with?
They're involved because right across from my mother's house, there's a triplex,
okay.
And then there's another triplex. So, or triplex, or maybe even like a two-story. And
is there a lot of overflow from the commercial businesses on Henderson Highway?
No, there isn't.
Should we put
no.
time restrictions on there?
No, because Perkins has a fairly large parking lot. There's Midas. Midas is, they cover their own. Actually,
one particular day I went to go inspect the site, the guy from Midas was out, it looked like servicing a vehicle on McKay, actually, but
uh-huh.
Anyway.
Yeah, but, I can't see, you know, having any more cars there, and especially like six to eight added cars. It's
okay.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Les Gowinski.
Good
Hi, welcome.
Hi, my name's Laskowinski. If I can kill two birds with one stone over here. There's also, you'll notice, you have a card there for Lee Kapoil from 220 McKay Avenue.
Okay, yes. And your address, Les?
My address is 214 McKay. Lee asked me to speak or to read a statement on his behalf, if I may present it.
Okay.
So we'll get that over with right away.
Sure.
Lee Kapoil, 220 McKay Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R2GON1, April 9, 2008, East Kildonan Transcona Community Committee Meeting. Re-proposed apartment complex at 210 McKay Avenue. Dear committee, please be advised that due to work commitments, I will not be able to attend this meeting. I have authorized my neighbor, Leskowinski, myself, at 214 McKay Avenue, phone 338-3240, to speak on my behalf. Leskowinski's home is situated between my residence and the proposed apartment complex. I am writing to object to the construction of this proposed complex, or apartment complex, at 210 McKay Avenue, which is just 50 feet from my home. McKay Avenue already has several multifamily dwellings, making parking a major issue in the vicinity of my home. Now, to add an apartment that close will make problems worse. I realize the builder is making provisions for seven parking stalls, but what happens if they have two vehicles or visitors? In the wintertime, when the snow piles up, where will they park and where will they put the snow when they clear out the parking stalls? My bet is the cars will end up being parked already on an overcrowded street. Another issue that concerns me is that the builder wants to place the building only 11 feet from the street. By placing this complex so close to the street, it will create a big U-shape opening between the complex and my home. Because my home is between us and is set back further from the street, this U-shaped situation would more likely trap garbage and snow in the winter, and more importantly, create a noise trap. My bedroom would be located in this U-shaped space. Street noise would be amplified, creating a very undesirable atmosphere for sleeping. Further to this, I am concerned about the depreciation of value of our homes. I am opposed to rezoning our area, trying to crowd an oversized building onto a lot designed for a single dwelling is certainly not the way to improve our neighborhood. We already have an eyesore of 2-3-story apartments to the south of us. The last thing the residents of McKay need is an addition of this building. Regards, Lee Kapoil. 831-5212.
Okay, thanks for reading that into the record.
Now, if I may proceed.
Sure.
Okay, let's. I've had a petition made of also people that could not attend this meeting, people who are against the project. And people who are for the project. You'll notice that it's blank. I made an impartial survey.
Okay.
So you got both of them.
Okay.
There you go. We're doing this honestly here.
5 years now, on council, I've never seen that before.
Pardon?
So it's a new day.
Hey, so you know some people are honest, okay?
Okay.
Here, regarding the zoning, now we're going to attack both files at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I reside next door. We've been living there since April 1st, 1990, 18 years, and then a couple of days. Rezoning from an R2, which is zoned right now, to an R4 is a huge difference. We're going from 2 units to 6 units. We're lifting this thing up 300% in density of, you know, population alone. Okay? Now, the other thing is going, you know, from an R2 to an RM4. An RM4 requires 9,000 square feet of property and 75 feet of frontage. Okay? Now, doing that, what ends up happening is you only got 62% of the lot area, you know, plus the fact that you're using 28% less of the frontage that you're required. You know, you're overstacking it. You know, it's unhealthy. It is just not wise, you know, to dump so many people into such a small area. Okay. Now, the building, I just heard that there are pictures of the building stapled to the sign. No, they're not. I looked at it before I came here. There's nothing still stapled to the sign. And when I called the office at Global Homes, they says, well, you know what? You're just going to have to come to the meeting and find out. Okay, what is going to be here? The biggest questions are, what's here? What are we building here? Condos, apartments, townhouses? What are the demographics of the people that are being attracted to this? Will somebody tell, you know, please inform the neighbor? Because nobody came around to the neighborhood to talk to us about this. You know, talk to us. We're going from 2 units to 6 units. Let's talk infrastructure. When is the street going to get repaired? Can the sewers handle it? There's enough water backups every spring and throughout the summer there. Who's going to fix the sewers? When are the sewers going to get fixed? If they're not good, who's going to pay for it? Is the city going to compensate the homeowners? Is the developer going to compensate the homeowners? We'd all like to know who's going to pay for what. Furthermore, what if the tenants are old folks? Let's not say old folks. Let's be politically correct and say 55 plus. Okay, what provisions are there for emergency vehicles? What provisions are there for those little go-karts, electric go-karts that they run up and down the streets with? What provisions are there for excess parking? Because these people will have their kids and their grandkids coming, and there isn't enough parking on the site already, and there isn't enough parking on the street. And if I may, I have some pictures over here to show you how overcrowded the parking is on the street. Just hang on there. Slow down here. Well, I guess that's the one you're going to get right now.
Thank you.
As you can see, that picture goes all the way from RB Manor all the way back down to Henderson, and it's all blocked up. The cars are always there, you know. Albeit also.
Sorry, I'm just. Does he have a petition?
Oh, sure. Sorry, the petition was
right here.
Sorry, we just like to share your petitions. Sorry about that, Mr. Irwinski.
Okay. Albeit also, there's a two-hour parking limit on the street, and the city commissioners, they only enforce it one day, you know, once a month, maybe once every 2 months. They don't always come around. It seems that, I don't know, beginning of a month or end of a month, or maybe every couple of months, but they don't always come around to enforce it. And I do understand, because I've asked for that 2-hour parking limit to be removed before, but it's still in effect because of the former Dick's Containers, which is still industrial, which should have been gone 10, 15 years ago, and it's still there. Nobody's doing anything about that. And that's supposed to be single family. Furthermore, as I was continuing with the type of folks that are going to be living there, we've already mentioned old folks and their kids or their grandkids coming over. They don't have a place to play. We're looking at a third less of lot area, and 300% more increase in density. Where is the 300 or 400 actually? Because if you take the third, add it to the 300, it becomes 400. Where's the 400% green space going to come for the kids to play? What are they going to do? Play on the back lane? Play on the street? I mean, it's a laughable, what I'm saying is laughable, but hey, it's a serious thing. If they play on the street, there's that much more traffic, there's that much more chance for an accident. Are we going to allow that much more traffic without a plan or a solution, or are we going to wait till somebody gets killed? And who's going to take responsibility for this? Is the developer going to take responsibility? Or are you people, the council here, going to take responsibility? Someone has to take responsibility. You're adding 300% more. You're adding, we're going from 2 units to 6 units, so definitely you're adding 4 more vehicles. That's, 4 more times the possibilities. Okay. Now, also, if it's going to be young people, so again, we're talking, young upcoming, let's use the terminology, yuppies, if you wish to go that way. Young families, and we're talking young kids again. And that still puts it in. There's no green space. There's no parking space. Young families tend to have more friends coming over. Parking becomes a problem. Traffic becomes a problem. Now, we have enough traffic problems in the area. We have the church right at the T intersection at Henderson and McKay. And on Sundays, the entire street is completely blocked up. And then these people also, and I don't begrudge them because, okay, you have to go to church. I appreciate that. After church, everybody heads over to Perkins to have brunch. Hey, I do that myself. I don't have a problem with that. But all these cars are on the street. Now, we also have, as Councillor Berwati said, when he was around, he saw a guy from Midas fixing the car on the street. That's a constant occurrence, and they're not fixing cars on the street. I've seen that hundreds of times. The guy pulls up, he can't park inside of, because their lot is full, so he comes around, he parks on the street, the mechanic comes out, takes a look at it, tells him what, and they're gone. So you probably just caught him when the hood was up. Who knows? It's a constant occurrence. The same thing happens with Tony's, who's next door. But the other big problem that we have with that is we have Blockbuster right next door to Tony's. Everybody heading south on Henderson Highway spins a U-turn right at that intersection to head into Blockbuster for their videos. Regularly, once a week, there's fresh glass and fresh auto parts on that intersection. That's got to get addressed before we even consider adding more vehicles. None of that's being addressed. Nothing's being done. People have mentioned, you've already got one photograph, I'll give you other photographs. People have mentioned that those are three-story apartment blocks. They are not. They're 2.5 stories because the first story is buried. I submit 2 more pictures of Arby Manor plus the apartments that are on the south side of the back lane, which their address is off Edison Avenue. They are low buildings. They are not tall buildings.
Can I get you to wrap up, if you could, Mr. Rowinski? Just your 10 minutes is up now.
Okay. Here, I've asked a bunch of, I've posed a bunch of things. I'd like to ask a bunch of questions. What kind of building, apartment, townhouse, condos is this going to be? What are the demographics of the tenants and the provisions for them are going to be? What is going to happen to the local improvements? What is going to happen to the infrastructure of the neighborhood? The street is always flooded anyhow. Every time it rains, the drains are plugged. What is the benefit to the quality of life to the community with this kind of a building, this proposal that he has? What is going to be the benefit, to my property values, aside from the fact that they're going to be lowered? I spoke with people just off the cuff, talked to real estate agents. We talked about it, and they said, that's going to be next door to your place? Get the hell out of there now before anybody finds out. Where's the green space coming? What's going to happen with the traffic and accidents? What are the, where's everything? And, of course, infrastructure. And who's going to pay for all of this? Is the developer paying for this? Is the community paying for this? Or are you guys going to go and pony up your salaries and you guys going to pay for this? Someone has to. And it's going to be the community. And then, okay, I'll sum up right now. I want to, if this is the type of development that you mentioned on Edison Avenue, I'd like to sum up with another street. McKay Avenue happens to be in a couple of blocks long. It's all bungalows, two stories, single family, duplexes, and everything else. There's a huge apartment at one end, and there's a church at the other. And there's a whole mess of things like that. A similar street in Winnipeg, it's called Broadway. You have at one end a magnificent structure, which is called the CN Station or Union Station. At the other end, you have, it ends with, at Great West Life, with the legislature and the law courts. And then somebody goes and builds a thing called the Woodsworth Building. And it is the biggest eyesore in this city. Even the architect, Mr. DeRosa, admitted that it's a mistake.
You're going way off topic, and you've gone way over time.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've got a lot more. I wish I could have more time.
All right.
Because
thank
this
you.
Is...
maybe there might be some questions, Mr. Gawinski. Any questions at this point?
I do have a question. First, I have a statement, and then I have a question.
Well,
my statement is that I will not ask questions about person's demographic. It is against the Human Rights Act, and it is certainly against my comfort level to ask a person's age, a person's sex, a person's level of income. You will not get those questions from me. But what I will ask you, sir, is you mentioned with regard to the front yard being 11 feet and how that concerned you. Could you please tell me how far back your house and your neighbor's house, who you are representing, how many feet you are back from?
My house is 25 feet.
25.
Lee's house is 15 or is 11 feet. It's built to the old way back. I mean, those are old houses.
His is 11, but yours is 25.
Mine is 25.
Okay.
And putting an 11 foot also would cause excessive snow drifts because we have northwest winds, prevailing winds are northwest. It's just going to drift all the snow right up into my front door and my garage.
All right. Any other questions? No? Thank you very much, Mr. Gawinski. Thank you for your presentation. Jamil Khan. Khan, would you like to speak or just register in opposition?
Yes, sir.
In opposition, Mr. Khan. Thank you. Maria Peters, register in opposition. Maria Peters?
Yes.
Register in opposition?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Tracy Reich, register in opposition?
Yes.
Okay. You wish to speak?
Yes.
If you could state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Tracy Reich, and I live at 234 McKay Avenue. A lot of concerns have already been addressed. Our big thing is that it's not consistent with the neighborhood. On our side of McKay, it's all single-family residents. Across the street, there's a lot of fourplexes, all rental properties. We share that back lane with Edison, and Edison is all apartment blocks down there and the large 40 apartment buildings. We have a huge traffic issue down our back lane because most of our parking facilities are back lane access only. Adding, you know, maybe potential of 7 vehicles. If you're having 6 units in there, you could have as many as 12 vehicles. Where they're going to park in winter, we are a restricted street for 2 hours. You're not going to have parking on the street in the winter time. We already deal with that as it is. And the issue about the snow has been brought up, which is a great issue. So I just want to say that I am opposed to this because of the parking with the snow and the closeness of that to the street. When we exit that back lane, as it is, it's hard to see past the structure that's there now. If it's that much closer to the street, we're going to be almost on the street before we're ever going to be able to see if there's cars coming up McKay towards Henderson.
Okay.
And that's it. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions?
No.
No, that's okay. Sorry. The next, I can't really read this, Moritz or M. Oritz. The address here is very hard to read. The phone number I can read is 291-4936. Is there anybody here by that phone number? Okay. All right. Carol O'Donnell. Hi. You can state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Carol O'Donnell, and I live at 213 McKay Avenue, just right across from the said project. I am deeply opposed of it, for one thing. I didn't spend a lot of time and energy saving my money to buy a home to have it blocked by an apartment building, so I will have no sunlight, I will have no view, I will not be able to venture out of my home or sleep at night because I have people hanging off the balconies. No, I will not allow them to build this apartment block across from me for the main and simple reason of the noise factor. There's no parking there now. There will never be any parking in that lot. I have Perkins on one side of me, two garages on the other, plus all the buildings on the other side. They all park on the street. I opposed having the garage, which was JB's. I opposed it for 9 months. They finally made me say, okay, let it go ahead. We promise you there's parking in that lot. Well, guess where they park? Right in front of my back lane, right in front of my driveway, all six cars. There's nothing where they're supposed to be parking, nothing. They park on the street. When I phoned the city to complain about it, they said they had changed those laws, and they can park there anytime they want. It's a public parking there. They can park 24 hours a day there. And there's nothing I can do about it, and nothing the police can do about it. So where does that leave us? You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. I don't even know how he proceeds to put an apartment block in that area. You've got 100 old trees there that should be left there. He's going to tear them all out. We have nothing. What about garbage? If he's got that many family dwellings in that building, where's the garbage going to go? All over the back lane? All over the street? I really, really hope that you deny him this. He can put up anything else he wants. He can put up a single home. He can put up a fourplex if he so chooses to, but not an apartment though. Absolutely no. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thanks very much, Ms. O'Donnell. Any questions? No? Thank you very much. Anybody else registered in opposition? Anybody registered in opposition who hasn't forwarded a form? Anybody here for information? Anybody here for information who hasn't registered? Seeing none, Mr. Gertson, would you like to come forward and respond? And again, you have 10 minutes to do that. So.
It's to the picture on the sign. I drove down there this afternoon, I think at 2 o'clock, I took a picture on the sign, and there still was this Bologna picture on there, because they have it specially laminated and stapled onto the sign. So it should be there. At 2 o'clock it was, so I don't know what time he was checking, I don't know. We are 8 feet from the neighbor on the east side away. So we don't need a variance on that part, and we moved it as far as possible from that neighbor. The question was on the setback. The setback is 15 feet, and some of the neighbors in the area are closer than that, than 15 feet. The one mentioning 11 feet, but this building is 15 feet from the front. So I saw quite a few homes there closer by. I have driven that street quite a few times.
Sorry, is it 15 or 11? The report here suggests 11 feet is where this is.
It's 15 feet back.
It's 15 feet to the front of the building, 11 feet to the balcony, which I extend, so.
I see.
And the balconies are on the upper floor, second and third floor.
Okay.
Yeah. I drove down the street quite a few times, actually, and the picture, what it took today, there's no car on the street on that portion, so I don't know. I might have been lucky driving by there, so I have not seen that many cars on that street. Sometimes there might be. If Perkins is full, I cannot see that. Garbage was a question to that. We have a provision in the back. There's six garbage containers will be in the back lane, but can be easy to be picked up. I think that is all the concerns I heard about infrastructure and the rest of it. The city will look after that, I'm assuming. At least we checked and everything was fine with that. We have one visitor's parking, yeah, and there's quite a bit of multifamily on that street, so that's all I have to say.
Is there any space on the lot, on the proposed lot, for snow storage?
There would be. There's snow storage on this side here. We have this part here. There'll be all snow storage, and also new.
Okay.
There will be fenced on both sides, proper fencing and privacy, everything on both sides of it. Access from the to the parking will be on the back lane. That's it. Can't think of anything.
Are there any questions?
It has to do with the parking. I'm reading here, it says the parking stalls, 43% of the stalls having a length of 16 feet. Now, I notice in one of the images you show a truck on it. I drive a Suburban, and I'd be hanging over the edge if that's all you gave me was 16 feet there.
Yeah, you're talking on one side, the parking, and on the other side had the longer parking, right? The four parking on this towards the side lane here, they have longer parking, and the shorter ones are on this side here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4 spots have the 20 feet, and 1, 2, 3 spots that have
the shorter,
the 16 feet.
I think it's 18, closer to 18 feet there, yeah.
Okay, well, it says 16 here on the. Thing, so.
But easy to do the math, 20 plus, because we have 60 feet in the back, 20 and 20 should be 20 feet.
Okay, the other question I have with regard to parking is, I can see why, because there's no place for another one, but I'm concerned about only providing one visitor stall.
Yeah, we like big apartments and other ones, they don't have basically 2-3 visitors for 100 units, right? And we figured for 6-unit plex, one visitor's parking was not that bad. And I have been driven on the street so many times, I didn't see many cars on the street for visitor's parking. And the fourplex across the street has no provision for visitor's parking, right?
Pardon?
The fourplex across the street has no provision for visitors parking, right? They all park on the street, so this one has one, the six pack has one, right?
Where is the nearest public green space to this property?
Sorry,
where is the nearest public green space to this property?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's just on, I don't know, maybe neighborhood can help me open this one.
Okay, John pulling out his Sherlock.
I think it's a putt lot not far from there.
Harvey Bay.
Harvey and Roach.
Yeah.
Okay, good enough.
There's one, there's a green space. Yeah, that would be a tall on it. And the Sherlock indicates it has a playground, but I'm not sure that I'd be out there.
I think there is. Okay, thank you.
Any questions, Councilor?
I have no further questions.
Any questions?
No.
Just a quick question. Why I'm just looking at your parking in the back here. You're on a corner, right?
Yeah.
So there's two lanes.
Yeah.
Right. And you're basically beside the on the other side of the lane is the parking lot for Perkins, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So was it ever suggested, or did you ever contemplate a different design for your parking? Because right now you have it, and by the looks of it here, the way I'm reading it, it's internalized. So you got to drive in off the back lane and drive into your parking stalls, right?
Yeah, we drive in and swing into the parking stalls.
Into the various parking stalls. Why wouldn't you look at possibly having the parking coming right off the back lanes? And therefore, if you did that, from what I can see, you would have quite a big backyard, a fairly big green space that you could actually work with.
What we did a configuration, quite a few configuration on that, coming from the side lane in. What we thought might be a little bit safer coming in from the back lane, and you can also, because the back lane is wider in the back, you can swing in better into the parking lot as you come in from the back lane, right?
Well, I just hear green space is an issue and children playing and everything. I mean, you have one, two, I count here, if you come off the back lane, you would have one, two, three, four, five, even if you, let's say, left room for garbage, six, seven, eight, you would actually potentially, you could get eight parking stalls in.
Bernard, what he's suggesting is instead of having traffic moving around the property, mm-hmm. access to the stalls would be off individual, right off the lane, individual stalls.
Yeah, we did about six configurations on that part coming in from that side. And none of them matched.
There's a lane here, right here.
Matched the way they could come in like this here.
And then you have the garbage here. Mm-hmm. And then you have a big back here, which is a big yard. Green.
What's that called? You have green.
Ken, you might come. Not if it's something I haven't seen, but we did about six configurations.
Well, I'm just saying if you came off the back. Like, just out of curiosity, if you came off the back lane, you could actually have one, two, three, four, five stalls off the back lane that runs parallel to Henderson. And then you could potentially get one, two, and three, just from what I'm seeing here, Mr. Planner, three off the back lane. So that's a total of eight plus room for the garbage.
No, you have a point there.
And then you would have a backyard, a very big green space in the backyard that you would... We put a play structure or whatever for kids. Or I'm just. I don't know. Like
yeah, no.
Or potentially have the setback further.
Or Thank have the setback. Or have the. Well, then you would lose a parking spot.
Okay. Yes.
Then you would
have to get a variance. For
is that to get a variance for having direct parking off
lane? Yeah. Okay. So variance is an issue, but if you moved it back further, Councillor, you would lose one. You'd be backed up.
Yes, but
that might be
No, absolutely. If there's a suggestion, I would gladly take it. We modify it. Absolutely.
I mean,
we have not entertained it. Parking.
That would be a reason to support the variance.
Yeah. And if they did that, it would be consistent with the. It would be a variance now because they don't do that anymore. But it would be consistent with the existing parking and the existing apartment blocks that are in the area.
No, we gladly do it. If that improves that backyard there, I gladly do it.
Just out of curiosity as well, maybe the planner could address this. Why was the building not pulled further towards the back lane? Could it not be pulled? We're here talking about a variance to go further west.
Sure. Pull it further west.
Well, because west is okay.
Because, away from the residents. Like, right now... You've got 3 feet 6 inches, what I'm reading here, right?
Yeah.
At the very corner.
Right? Yeah, 3 feet 6 inches at the corner.
So, you know, in an event that you needed to go further over, you'd probably give the residents another 2 feet.
Did you not? Did you make the west side yard 1 foot against a public lane?
Well, in that corner.
Well, that could be done.
Well, I'm just curious. I'm asking a question.
That's pretty tight, I'd say.
But then you would have,
you don't want anybody hitting the corner.
You would then have a 10-foot flankage on the other side.
Yes, but then you would have like a foot against a public lane.
Oh, on Yarborough.
That corner.
Yeah, that corner.
Okay.
I think we submitted the plan and they approved it. They wanted it that way, the city.
I have a lot of narrow lanes in the Elmwood portion where the garage goes right up to the edge of the property, and I get a number of people who phone me because some idiot's going down the back lane and clips the corner of their garage. So I wouldn't want to be closer than 3 feet.
Yeah, I wouldn't be concerned about being closer.
Okay, no, I just asked the question.
So,
any other questions?
Not for me.
No? You said you didn't have a chance or you didn't talk to any of the residents because one of your staff member was
Perry, who runs the development department, his wife is terminally ill, so she's gone to cancer treatment. So he couldn't be going around. I was overloaded. But I took the time and put a picture on there so people at least could see what was being built there. And like I say, it was at 2 o'clock there. I took pictures from the street and was still there, but might have been taken down later on. I don't know.
I don't have any more questions. All right. I have no other questions right now, Mr. Whitson.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other questions?
No.
No. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, approve. Carried.